Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
There's just one.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored once again in Jesus' name to be before you to bring forth the word of God out of the King James Version of his Holy Bible. Praise God. As we come before you on today, we want to thank God truly first and foremost for allowing us to continue to be obedient, truthfully trusting his word and understanding the commitment in which we have to our Lord and Savior in Jesus. We thank God for helping us to continue to move forward on this day, praise God. Amen. My name is Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Well, we come forth, praise God, Monday through Friday, reading the Word of God from Genesis to Revelations within the year that we're doing this. And we pray in the name of Jesus as we read every day, Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Praise God. And as we continue to bring forth the Word of God, it's out of the King James Version of his holy word. And then praise God on Monday, God, we have the word of God coming forth for 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. And then we have on Wednesdays, we have Lady Diane Shaw comes on Wednesday. We have Minister Andrew Orlander also that comes on Monday at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Praise God. And we ask that those that listen to tune into the readings of what Minister Andrew has to share unto the people. Praise God. We once again want to thank God for continuing to be obedient. The last taping we had was a little abrupt. I apologize for any inconvenience I caused upon anyone or embarrassment. I apologize. But we thank God for helping us to continue to be obedient and do what thus saith the Lord. And as we come forth, praise God, out of 2 Chronicles chapter 17. That's 2 Chronicles chapter 17. Praise God. We'll continue to read the word. Let's first give God praise and glory and thanksgiving on today. And as always, I want to first and foremost honor God, who's the head of my life, my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, once again, was very instrumental. I also like to acknowledge Mr. Andrew Orlander. I also like to acknowledge Bishop Joseph David Trout out of Atlanta, Georgia. Praise God. I like to acknowledge, praise God, Pastor Michael Hart out of Springfield, Illinois. Praise God, the People's Church. God bless you. Praise God. And as we continue to move forward on today, we're going to read the word of God out of the 2 Chronicles chapter 17. But let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you, O Lord, we come once again humbling ourselves before you, continuing to be obedient to you, Father God, to do what thus saith the Lord. We also understand, Father God, as we continue to seek you first, we ask for that understanding. We ask for that remembrance of your word in the name of Jesus and that wisdom that you give us from on high. Lord God, we appreciate you for allowing us to be before you on today. Once again, we thank you as we give you truly all praise, all honor, and all glory henceforth and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God once again as we come forth in the name of Jesus, 2 Chronicles chapter 17. We will continue reading out of God's holy word. And Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his stead and strengthened himself against Israel. And he placed forces in all the fenced cities of Judah and set garrisons in the land of Judah and in the cities of Ephraim, which Asa, his father, had taken. And the Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the first ways of his father David, and sought not unto Balaam, but sought to the Lord God of his father, and walked in his commandments, and not after his doings of Israel. Therefore the Lord established the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah brought to Jehoshaphat presents, and he had riches and honor in abundance. And his heart was lifted up in the ways of the Lord. Moreover, he took away the high places and groves out of Judah. Also, in the third year of his reign, he said to his princes, even to Behel, and to Obadiah, and to Zechariah, and to Nathaniel, and Micaiah, to teach in the cities of Judah. And when they, he set Levites, even Shemaiah, and Nathaniah, and Zebadiah, and Asiel, and Shemir, and Jonathan, and Adonijah, and Tobijah, and Ted Abijah, Levites, and with them Elishama and Jeram, priest. And they thought and taught in Judah, and had a book of the law of the Lord with them, and went about throughout all the cities of Judah and taught the people. And the fear of the Lord fell upon all the kingdoms of the lands that were found about Judah, so they made no war against Jehoshaphat. Also, some of the Philistines brought Jehoshaphat's presents and tribute. Silver and the Arabians brought him flocks, 7,700 rams. And 700 he goats. And Jehoshaphat waxed great exceedingly, and he built in Judah castles and cities of store. And he had much business in the cities of Judah, and of the men of war, mighty men of valor, were in Jerusalem. And these are the numbers of them according to the house of their fathers, and of Judah, the captain of thousands, Adana, the chief, and with him mighty men of valor, 300,000. And next to him was Jehonam, the king, the captain, and with him 280,000. The next him was Amaaseiah, the son of Zerai, who willingly offended himself and offered himself unto the Lord, and with his 200,000 mighty men of valor, and of Benjamin, Elida, a mighty man of valor, and with him armed with men with bows and shields, 200,000. And next him was Jehozabad, and with him 84,000 ready prepared for the war. Those waited on the king, besides those whom the king put in the fenced cities throughout all Judah. Chapter 18. Now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance, and joined affinity with Ahab. And after certain years, he went down to Ahab to Samaria, and Ahab kept sheep and oxen for him in abundance, and for the people that he had with him, and persuaded him to go up with him to Ramoth Gilead. And Ahab, king of Israel, said unto Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, wilt thou go with me to Ramoth Gilead? And he answered him, I am as thou art, and my people as thy people, and we will be with thee in the war. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. Therefore the king of Israel gathered together the prophets 400 men, and said unto them, shall we go to Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, go up, for God will deliver it into the king's hand. And Jehoshaphat said, is there not thou prophet to the Lord besides, that we might inquire of him? And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he never prophesied good unto me, but always evil. The same is Micaiah, and son of Imlah. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. And the king of Israel called for one of his officers. And the king of Israel said, fetch quickly Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, sat either of them in his throne, clothed in their robes, and they sat in the void place at the entering of it, the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah, the son of Kenaniah, had made his horns of iron, and said, thus said the Lord, with these thou shalt push Syria unto thou be consumed. And all the prophets prophesied so. Go to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, and the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And the messengers that went to call Micaiah spoke to him, saying, behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king of the one absent. Let thy word, therefore, I pray thee, be like one of them, and speak thou good. And Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, even what my God said, that will I speak. And when he was come to the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth Gilead, go battle, or shall we forbear? And he said, go ye up and prosper, and they shall be delivered into your hand. And the king said to him, how many times shall I adjure thee to thy say nothing but the truth to me in the name of the Lord? Then he said, I did see all Israel scattered upon the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return, therefore, every man to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, Did I not tell thee that he would not prophesy good unto me, but evil? Again he said, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I say the Lord sitting upon his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who shall entice Ahab, king of Israel, that he may go and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one spake saying after his manner, and another saying after that manner. Then there came out a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will entice him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all the prophets. And the Lord said, thou shalt entice him, and thou shalt also prevail. Go out and do even so. Now, therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of these thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil against thee. Then Zedekiah, the son of Chenaiah, came near and smote Micaiah upon the cheek and said, which way went the Spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto thee? And Micaiah said, behold, thou shalt see no on that day when thou shalt go unto the inner chamber to hide thyself. Then the king of Israel said, give Micaiah and carry him back to Amon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, thus saith the king, put this fellow in prison and feed him with bread and of affliction and with water of affliction until I return in peace. Micaiah said, if thou certainly return in peace, then hath not the Lord spoken by me? And he said, hearken, all ye people. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramoth-Gilead. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and will go to the battle, but put thou in thy robes. So the kings of Israel disguised himself, and they went to the battle. Now the king of Syria had commanded the captains of the chariots that were with him, saying, fight ye not with small or great, sailing only with the king of Israel. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, it is the king of Israel. Therefore, they compassed about him to fight. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him, and God moved them to defeat from him, depart from him. For it came to pass that when the captains of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back again from persuading and pursuing him. And the captain, certain men, drew a bow at the venture and smote the king of Israel between the joints of the harness. Therefore he said to his chariot men, turn thy hand that thou mayest carry me out of the host, for I am wounded. And the battle increased that day. Now be it the king of Israel stayed himself up in his chariot against the Syrians until the evening, and about the time of the sun going down, he died. Chapter 19. And Joseph, that the king of Judah, returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem. And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. Nevertheless, there are good things found in thee, and that thou hast taken away the groves out of the land, and hast prepared thy heart to seek God. And Jehoshaphat dwelt at Jerusalem, and he went out against through the people from Beersheba to Mount Ephraim, and brought them back unto the Lord God of their fathers. And he set judges in the land throughout all the fenced cities of Judah, city by city, and said to the judges, take heed what ye do, for ye judge not for man, but for the Lord, who is with you in the judgment. Whether now let the fear of the Lord be upon you, take heed and do it. Or there is no iniquity with the Lord our God, nor respect of persons, nor taking of gifts. Moreover, in Jerusalem did Jehoshaphat set on the Levites and of the priests and to the chief of the fathers of Israel, and for the judgment of the Lord, and for the controversials, when they returned to Jerusalem. And he charged them, saying, thus shall ye do in the fear of the Lord, faithfully, and with a perfect heart. And what cause soever shall come to you with your brethren that dwell in that city, between blood and blood, between law and commandments, salutes, statutes, and judgments, ye shall even warn them that they trespass not against the Lord. And so wrath come upon you and upon your brother. This do, and ye shall not trespass. And behold, Amaria and chief priests is over you in all matters of the Lord. And Zebediah, the sons of Ishmael, the ruler of the house of Judah, for all the king's matters. Also, the Levites shall be officers before you. Deal courageously, and the Lord shall be with the good. Chapter 20. It came to pass after this also, that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside, despised Amorites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a good multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is Egidi. And Jehoshaphat feared and sent himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask of help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem and the house of the Lord before they knew the new court, and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God of heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God? Thou didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and giveth it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever. And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us, as a sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we stood before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry not unto thee our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now, behold, the children of Ammon said, Moab and Mount Seir, thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they come out of the land of Egypt. But they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say how they reward us. Come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit? O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have not might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we want to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, with their wives and their children. When upon Jerusalem, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, and the son of Jael, the son of Matthiah, and Levi, of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou king of Jehoshaphat. Thou sayest the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Therefore, go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jered. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. tomorrow. Go out against them, and the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophet, so shall ye prosper." And when he heard he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." When they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Moab, Ammon and Moab, stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower and the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance with both riches, with the dead bodies, precious jewels, which they stripped off themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of spoil. It was so much. And on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Baraka. And there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of the same place was called the Valley of Baraka unto this day. Then they returned every man of Judah and Jerusalem and Jehoshaphat and bare front of them to go again to Jerusalem with joy. For the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And they came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets unto the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was on all the kingdom of those countries when they had heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about. And Jehoshaphat reigned over Judah. He was 35 years old when he reigned, and he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Azaba, the daughter of Shehu. And he walked in the way of Asa his father, and departed not from it, doing that which was right in the sight of the Lord. howbeit the high places are not taken away, for as yet the people had not prepared their hearts unto the God of their fathers. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of Jehu, the son of Ahaz, who was mentioned in the book of Kings of Israel. And after this, did Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, join himself with Ahaziah, king of Israel, who did very wickedly, and he joined himself with him to make ships to go to Tarshish, and they made the ships in Azion Geber, and Eleazar, the son of Dedova of Magrea, prophesied against Jehoshaphat, saying, because thou hast joined thyself with Ahaziah, the Lord hath broken thy work. And the ships were broken, and they were not able to go to Tarshish. Amen. Praise God. We're going to conclude the reading for this book of Second Chronicles for this evening, chapter 20. For the reading and joining us. God bless you. Join us again on tomorrow, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Be blessed.
I wish I had the time to tell you a story about a man called Shouting John. But I don't have that time tonight. But you gotta realize, if old John was here, going through, he looked back at that old mule and said, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like I'm praising, praising him. Well, well, help me out, y'all.
You know, we didn't have a lot of music. I'm gonna praise the Lord.